Hey, so Mother's Day is coming up, and with it, I thought that it is high time for me to do a series on moms with disabilities. And so I developed a set of questions, and I've invited everybody to come in and answer these questions, and it would just really give all of us, even those of us who have disabilities, a glimpse into what it's like for other moms with disabilities to be a mom and have a disability. And so I tried recording this already a little bit with me answering the questions, and it was really boring. So what I'm just going to do instead is kind of answer the questions without stating the question first. So I hope it will make it a little more enjoyable to listen to. And for those of you who are reading, this is all there in the blog post. So yeah, let's start. So first of all, I do have disabilities. I have three. I have chronic post-traumatic stress disorder, which I usually call CPTSD. I have traumatic brain injury, which sounds terrible. It's TBI, and I am deaf. So I speak clearly, and I can say this podcast, but I don't listen to podcasts. I grew up with TBI because I had a car accident when I was 4 years old. And also I grew up being deaf, but CPTSD was more recently acquired just through layers of trauma in my life. And for me, I grew up trying to pass as non-disabled, which was an absolutely exhausting experience. And it was demoralizing and awful to grow up thinking that a fundamental part of who I was, like a part that I could never change, was so very undesirable. And I was scared of disability. I was scared to be associated with it because it was so very unwanted. It was unsexy. It was uncool. And for me growing up, there were no disabled role models. I had none. I didn't know anybody else who was deaf. I didn't see anybody with a disability except the kids in school who were in the segregated learning environments, you know, the kids who were in segregated classes. And I think it would have changed everything for me if I had had disabled role models, if I had been able to see other people who were disabled. And I think if I had seen proud, successful deaf people growing up, it would have made a real impact. And I know that even as an adult, it was only in being a part of the strong, powerful disabled community in Berkeley, California, that I really turned around and embraced the totality of who I am. And in terms of, you know, motherhood or being a mom, I always wanted to be a mom. But I was scared that I'd somehow infect my kids with disability. And that was back when I was trying to pass as non-disabled. But after I had my disability awakening in Berkeley, I wasn't scared about that part anymore. I was only wondering if anyone would actually want to have kids with me. And I was definitely very scared to become a mom because of disability. Yes, absolutely. Yes, I was. And now that I am a mom, it's interesting because two out of my three kids also have disabilities, but neither is the same as mine. So it's been a huge, enormous learning curve in understanding new and unusual for me ways of experiencing the world. So yeah. I would say that both the lack of disability and the difference in disabilities in my children affect every aspect of our lives as a family. I think that we all balance each other out pretty well. So because all of my kids are hearing, it makes things easier In a sense, they do a lot of the hearing for me. Like they take care of drive-through ordering, stuff like that, which is nice. Things like that. But I'd say that the most challenging things about being a mom with a disability are I become aware of how much I miss hearing-wise when I'm around hearing friends. My friends pick up on everything that's going on. I get scared that something will happen, like maybe my children will be teased or something will be said and I won't hear it, and it will be important that I do, and I won't. So I'm scared of that. The challenge of dealing with the unknown, like the unknown of what is being said is there, and so too is stigma surrounding things like CPTSD or TBI or even being deaf. That's what goes on with me with my own disabilities, but then there's the additional layer of not personally experiencing the disabilities that my kids have. So it can be challenging trying to figure it all out. I don't think that most people even see me as disabled. They see me just as being super old to be a mother of young kids here in Hawaii. I think most people see me as a grandmother, which feels kind of weird, but I'm getting used to it. And disability aside, accessing care, resources, and help that I need as a mom can be pretty challenging, I think, especially because my disabilities are not immediately visible. So it can be a struggle to get the care that I need. I think that my greatest skills as a mom are that I'm very observant, thanks to being deaf. I'm also highly empathetic because of my emotional sensitivity that comes with CPTSD. Both of these are two of my greatest skills in being a mom, I think. I know my kids love it when I'm goofy and playful, so I guess the fact that I can be silly is a skill. Oh, and I know how to use an Instant Pot. I think that what's hard, some of the hardest parts about being a mom with a disability for me are that it can be hard to not tailspin when I'm triggered with CPTSD. That's difficult. I don't want to get into a tailspin because I can't even get into that here. But I have a lot of coping mechanisms, but it is still a challenge. And trying to access things when it's hard for me, like when I'm being triggered or I can't hear or I need to understand something, is difficult. Those are major, major difficulties in being a mom with a disability. But being a single mom has its own challenges too. Yeah. And I'd say that my kids would probably say my biggest weakness is I don't play enough. I think the presence of my disability makes it both harder and easier to parent. I think that my disabilities can lend depth and sensitivity and compassion to my relationships with my children. And it can also be something that I struggle through, like when I get triggered. But I do think the good that it brings vastly outweighs the negative. And what I really wish people would get, would understand about being a mom with a disability is that we're mothers first, and that our disabilities can be assets, and that we are capable. We're very capable. The last question here in this interview series is about asking for a parenting story, something funny related to your disability. And this isn't a story, but can I just say that my ability to turn off my hearing aids makes every hearing parent I know deeply jealous? Yes, indeed. So that's it for now. And please stay tuned because I hope to be uploading new stories from other moms with disabilities in this month. And some of these will be in vlog form, like video form. So not all podcasts, but just stay tuned to the blog and you will find out everything that I'm uploading. Take care.